so crazy, it's hard to believe. What's on this journey? Let us see. Aliens have landed, run away in fear. How deep is the rabbit hole? We'll find out this year. Sasquatch mating seems to be the norm, along with crazy death and markings in the corn. Don't look behind you, you'll surely die of fright. If we're lucky, we'll make it through the night. Maybe we'll uncover all the things that can be. Welcome to another year of
Hey, what is up, my fellow weirdos? Happy Tuesday. You know, and I sincerely mean that. You know, I hope the Butthole the Work Week is truly treating you kind. You know, maybe give you a little taint tickle.
Something like that. Thinking reparations for all the lunch money it's taken. I mean, I'm still in debt from all that lunch money it took for me last year.
Shit. Yeah, that's true. Really?
Yeah.
my name is Chris, and with me as always is Giorgio Tsoukalos' hairdresser, Chuck. Chuck, what's up, buddy?
Oh, hey, everybody.
How's it going, homie?
Oh, it's pretty good. I got a bunch of extra Aquanet in the back of the car if you need some.
Destroy the ozone layer one can at a time. Yeah.
Well, you know, the hole in the ozone only exists over his head.
Is that what's going on with this hair?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's just, it's destroying the ozone. Just
okay, so I got a question. Is he a diva?
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you don't attribute everything to aliens, he gets pissed, right?
right, yeah.
Boy, that's a really good Euro I'm eating. Thanks to the aliens.
Right? Yeah, sure, George.
I told you, it's always first and last name. You call me Giorgio Tsoukalos every time.
Yeah, dude. And also, like, he thinks that that hair will eventually be like an antenna. Right. So, I mean, it takes a can of Aquanet every time. And they all have to be exactly in place, exactly 3.33 inches apart.
Ah.
And, like, yeah.
Dude, that's quite a distance apart for hair.
Right. Well, that's at the tips.
Ah.
At the base, it's got to be 3.33 micrometers.
Ah, so, I didn't know that was a measurement.
Yep, yep. It is in alien land.
Nice. So what's been going on with you, buddy?
Oh, man, pretty much the same old shit, you know. Just hanging out and chilling and doing work for those other guys and doing work for us and getting our fucking TikTok video shot.
Right, right. Well, I know by the time this episode comes out, I will have, me and the girlfriend will have gone to Lake of the Ozarks.
Oh, yeah, for yeah. A you guys getaway. Are leaving tomorrow, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Nice. By the time you hear this, we've already done it. So I'm guessing that we're probably going to have a pretty good time.
Yeah, that sounds awesome, dude.
Yeah, she found some restaurant like the Angry Rooster or something.
The Angry Rooster?
Yeah, something. But apparently it's supposed to be like pretty fucking good. So we're going to check it out, you know.
The super pissed off cock.
Wow.
It was an angry inch, yow.
What is wrong with you, man?
Well, my wife bought these little margarita can things that she thought was just canned margarita, but it's really hard seltzer with margarita flavors in it. So.
We did talk about this. What did you say? It's like drinking TV static with somebody yelling peach in the background. Yeah, dude.
And there's like a mango flavored and a regular margarita flavor and all this shit. But I popped one open. I'm like, I'll power through it. But
nice. Yeah, yep. Not your thing, huh?
No.
Right on, right on. So, yeah, I haven't really been up to a whole lot here lately. You know.
Yeah, you know what I was thinking, and I've had this run-in with some people lately in my life, though, is people who add no benefit to your life but always want something from you, or they only hit you up to, like, bum a cigarette.
Yep.
You know, it's just like, oh, it irks me.
Well, and what's really funny is he's actually talking about my brother, who is living with his sister, who is also like that.
Yeah, well, the thing is, my sister, like, we got in a big thing a year or so ago, and she said she disowned me over
shit. Oh, no, I get to keep my cigarettes and my weed and stuff.
And then yet we run into each other at family functions, and she walks up like it's no big deal, and she's like, you got a cigarette?
Well, it's always like, yeah. Sorry about what I said when I was fucking tweaked out of my mind. Hey, if they're listening, you guys know it's true.
Come on. I was thinking about cutting some of that, but now I think I'll leave it. Fuck it.
Well, I've actually told my brother before, you know, it's like, dude, this is why nobody answers the phone when you call, because it's always, can I or will you? Well, that's it. Every time.
Well,
every
time. Well, yeah, because I was hanging out with my son this morning having coffee.
Yeah.
As you saw when you came to pick me up and bring me to the studio.
Right.
So he hit me up, and I didn't answer his call because we're just chatting and drinking coffee.
You're doing something else.
So I texted him back, sitting with my boy, having some coffee. That's why I didn't answer. What's up? And he asked me for a saw. And I'm like, I barely know this guy. Even if I had a $200-$300 saw. Which I don't, but if I did, I'm not just going to let somebody I've maybe spent 2-3 hours with max borrow my expensive equipment.
Well, see, he's trying to ride on my reputation. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You trust my brother. He's your good friend, so you can
hook me up. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, that was off on a tangent, but yeah, that's what's been going on in our lives lately. So,
let's, instead of being bitter, let's get weird. In the grand scheme of life, we don't get a do-over very often. There are a ton of things that I wish I could do over again, but no. Life's all like, that's not how this shit works, homie. Oh, fucking life.
I know how you
always
feel.
Always talking trash. Anywho, today we are getting that opportunity. Creepy ass shit seen out of the corner of your eye, that feeling of being watched by something unseen, and sometimes catching this shit on camera. Join us as we have some fun with a do-over episode of Shadow People. As far back as recorded human history goes, there have been reports of shadow people. A number of religions, legends, and belief systems describe supernatural entities such as shades of the underworld, and various shadowy creatures have long been a staple of folklore and ghost stories such as the Islamic Jinn and the Choctaw Nalusachito. Yeah, say that one. Ha ha! Nailed it!
They discontinued those Nalusachitos.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they did. They, I guess they weren't that.
So now they're Choctaw Cheetos?
Choctaw Cheetos. Yep.
A vial of tears in every bag.
except for our indigenous people are getting kind of upset because they are putting Chester Cheetah in the traditional dress of... Never mind.
You might have went too far there. Now you got to show people the pictures. It's going to be weird. Anyway, on April 12th, 2001, an AM radio talk show called Coast to Coast talks in length about these mystical beings. The host, Art Bell, did an interview with a man that claimed to be a Native American elder named Thunderstrikes or Harley Swiftear Reagan. Either way, dude, he's got some cool fucking names.
Right.
You know, I'm like, dude, I wish I was Swiftear.
Yeah. I was thinking Thunderstrikes.
Right. Yeah.
What are you, like?
Thunderstrikes.
You're like from an 80s cartoon. Exactly. You're a villain.
Right. Thunderstrike. Captain Planet fucking kicks your ass.
He-Man and the Thundercats.
Hell yeah. Teaming up, baby. Now, this was the first time that this kind of tale was heard literally coast to coast.
That's the name of the show.
Yeah, see what I did there?
Yeah. Kind
of tied it back in. I thought that was clever.
I do think I remember that show.
It's still on. George Nuri, I think, is the guy's name that is the host now. It's still on, though. You can still find it. It comes on at like fucking 2 in the morning or something.
I don't know. It sounds very familiar.
Yeah. Right. Toward the end of the episode, they both encouraged people to send in their depictions of what they had seen. As they rolled in, they were immediately posted to the show's website. Now, October of 2001, author Heidi Hollis published her first book on the topic and instantly became a regular guest on the show. Many of these reports claim that these, you know, beings would jump on people's chest and choke them. And then there are these claims, as far as any kind of scientific explanation, it really, really varies, you know. Yeah. For the most part, there are those that not only think that these are mostly harmless, there's a community that believe that shadow people are simply normal people that were somehow able to see through into another dimension.
Yeah, I've heard so many ideas about what shadow people are. Sometimes people will say they're a really sinister entity, but others do that. Oh, well, it's kind of a glimpse into a parallel universe kind of idea. Yep.
Interdimensional shadow people. Yep. Take that, normal thinking folks. Yeah. You thought you had a grip on reality. Well, that'll fucking be a rocket up your ass. okay, so what are shadow people really? And, you know, I was wondering. So I actually searched that term, and I found a website, bustle.com, and we from there we get this gem. Quote, shadow people are a bit of an enigma in the paranormal community. Professional witch and psychic Renee Watt tells Bustle. They are often thought of as ghosts or a collection of negative energy, but as is true with most paranormal phenomena, there is no finite answer. Now, according to Watt, shadow people can appear in different forms and may even indicate that someone is under a psychic attack.
Oh, from like another person, like another person giving you like ill will. Right. And
like a psychic attack. Yeah. You ever see Dinner for Schmucks?
No.
Oh my God, dude. There, you got to see that. They have a psychic attack battle. Pew, pew, pew. Zach Galifianakis and Steve Carell. They're like shooting psychic bolts at each other across the. I don't know. You got to check it out, dude. Good movie. That's what makes it so funny is knowing that movie, dude.
Shit. Yeah, I guess I'm missing out on something. I never saw that.
You should check it out. It's ridiculous. Many paranormal experts also theorize that there may be a connection between shadow people and extraterrestrial life, and that these beings could be otherworldly in origin or have a correlation with alleged alien abduction experiences. Can you believe that shit?
Yeah.
It's like, it's not good enough just to have these shadow people or whatever. No, now it's got to be fucking aliens.
It's that's what George told me yesterday.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You told him what we were going to cover?
Yeah. And he was like, it's aliens, you know?
Right. I'm still waiting on him to, mention our podcast on air.
Yeah.
Not yet.
He's kind of uptight about that kind of thing.
Dude, what are the chances he would hear this and be like, all right, fellas. That'd be awesome. Anyway, while the exact supernatural origin of these shadow-like beings is debated among paranormal experts, there is one thing that most agree upon, and that is that the presence of shadow people is wholly unsettling. No shit. Some fucking dark figure staring at me from a corner or whatever is unsettling. Wow. That is fucking deep. That is some deep scientific thinking right there.
Yeah, man. I wonder why.
Yeah, thanks, Gus.
Thanks for throwing that in there, Gus. Right. Derailing my brain.
Well, you could have done that with the Cheeto, too.
Well, I haven't eaten today. I'm a little peckish.
Nice. Oh, shit. You seeing something?
No, my eyes are just drawn towards the, the other end of the room. There's a shadow in the corner.
Ooh, spooky. It goes on, quote, these shadowy human-like entities have a bit of a murky reputation, as most people who report seeing them state that they feel uncomfortable, scared, and in some extreme cases, even paralyzed with fear.
Yeah.
That's what that Watt lady says. But, you know, and she's a psychic something professional or some shit, right?
Right. Mm, she knows her
stuff. She's a witch and a psychic. Renee Watt.
She's a professional witch. Yeah, she knows her stuff.
Right. You know, she probably, I don't know, man.
She went to the College of Witchery.
See, now. So culinary school. Isn't that where you learn concoctions?
Yeah.
Okay, come on. That was pretty good. How you going to do them both, Gus? How you going to do them both? I know I'm funny. Anyway. So most reports on shadow people are overwhelmingly negative and are accompanied by a feeling of dread. This is so much fun. I'm having a blast so far, buddy. I don't know about you, but, you know, good times by all. You know how it goes.
Except that shadow in the corner over there. It's...
So what should we do if we see a shadow person? And for that, Chuck is here to tell us.
Oh, run and hide.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Nowhere to run to, baby.
Or actually cover your eyes, because if you close your eyes, you can't see the shadows.
Everything's a shadow person.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, actually, bustle.com says it's normal to feel fearful if you see something as inexplicable as a shadow person. But according to experts, it's best to focus on staying grounded and not letting yourself be overwhelmed by the discomfort of what you're experiencing. if you encounter a shadow person, the worst thing you can do is give it your fear.
Here you go, shadow person.
Here, this is the fear.
I got a plate of fear for you.
So
plate of fear for table one.
And then them bastards forget to tip. It's a whole ordeal. It's,
yeah. I mean, that's the worst part.
Yeah. So as entities with negative intent thrive on their ability to make us feel unsafe or uncomfortable.
Oh, man. This is coming from Renee Watt, isn't it?
Yeah. She goes on to say, the best thing you can do is call in spiritual protection. Pray or simply stand your ground by firmly telling the shadow person to leave you alone.
And then you're in the supermarket screaming at the dairy aisle.
Leave me alone! I'm in the bathroom screaming, get out of here!
Be gone, evil presence! The wife's like, oh, this one's going to stink.
Turn the fan on.
That's just too good, dude. This lady, I swear. I should. I don't know. I think we should post a picture of her.
I'll look one up when I go to make our social media post.
Perfect.
Yeah, dude. All right, so a one-off encounter with a shadow being can be creepy. But if your visions of these entities are ongoing, it might indicate that it's time to do some spiritual cleansing of your energy field and your living space. So you're going to...
Your energy feels awful murky there, bud.
Right? You got to...
I can barely see your aura.
You got to sage your energy field.
Oh, okay. Yeah, is that what we're calling it?
Yeah. What are you guys doing down there?
Saging our energy field. Be right up. What the fuck? We are 12. Oh, man.
If you're having multiple experiences with shadow people, you may want to consider doing a major energetic house cleansing or hiring a professional energy worker to do one for you.
Isn't that an electrician?
I was thinking I would probably call the wrong energy worker. I'd be calling up, and they'd come in with their clipboard and their tool belt on, and I'm like, well, I'm having this problem with these shadow entities around my house. And they're like,
I need you to plug me up and check my energy. Oh my God, this lady is insane.
Yeah. So Watt says you can spiritually cleanse your home and hopefully keep shadow people at bay by performing a protection ritual, putting out cleansing crystals in your home, or burning purifying herbs.
Well, easy peasy lemon squeezy.
You know, the next thing that's going to start happening with people is they're going to start saging their buttholes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, instead of sunning them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People who feel evil presences or darkness around them, they be saging their buttholes, dude. Yeah, I can see it now.
My farts smell like flowers. Nope, they still stink. So from a website called The Lineup, we get a few so-called like firsthand accounts of interactions with these beings, right? The first one supposedly happened to someone going by the username Sniggity.
Sniggity.
Yep.
Snoop
No
Diggity.
Sniggity. I like the way you work it. No Sniggity. Anyway, quote, during the late 1960s, I encountered shadow people on three separate occasions. The first time they caught one looking through their bedroom window before disappearing. I don't know why that's in the third person. The first time I caught one looking through my bedroom window before disappearing. The second was a few months later when I woke to five shadow people lurking aimlessly around my bedroom. The third and final time was late at the summer camp, and I was laying in bed in a bungalow when shadowy figures appeared and began walking in circles around the bed. In all three occasions, the figures were pitch black, darker than the dimly lit room. Now, I has experienced all they want from shadow people, and I hopes to never encounter one again. You like that one?
Yeah.
Dude. It's written so fucking weird.
Yeah. I don't fucking know, dude, but...
Yeah, it was really weird. I did the best I could.
This reminds me of, like, I don't know, one of those... I'm not even going to get into it. Fuck it. I had a thought, but it didn't materialize as quick as my mouth did.
I tried to shoot a thought, but the thought sunk. Nothing to do but scratch words in the dirt and watch the water roll down. Boom. Anyway.
Okay. Username Anatheum has had a few encounters theirself, but the one that they wrote about is the only one that actually terrified them.
Dude, I'm telling you, this shit's written so weird that it's like we're trying to do it justice, and it's like, hey, this is their story. That's why we use the quotes, and we tell you the website and everything else, but they write this shit so fucking weird. It's like a second grader like with dyslexia wrote it.
Well, wherever we found it from makes it sound like this is what Anatheum says, and then they write it in a third-person perspective instead of...
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's weird.
But we're trying to do it justice, so...
Yeah. So anyway, Anatheum says, on a summer evening, I stayed up late watching television with my sister. As I got up to go to bed, I passed by the front door and saw a Native American man standing in the frame.
What?
Just standing there.
Right. He's probably like... This used to be where my TP was. Yeah, he's like, I need TP for my bunghole.
He's super mad.
Wow, I shouldn't talk shit. I'm sorry.
There is blood on your hand, white man.
Just one single tear.
Yeah.
Dude, if you remember back in the 80s, there was a commercial, and they showed a Native American sitting on a porch, and he's staring out and sees this new highway they put in, and like a single tear rolls down his face.
Yeah.
How terrible.
Yeah. So this Native American stood about six foot tall.
Huge.
Big tall
motherfucker. Huge by any standard. Yeah.
So he wore a black suit. Okay. Not the native dress. Right. He was in a black suit with an old-fashioned top hat.
Oh.
Of all things. And he had long hair and sharp blue eyes.
Okay. Doesn't sound much like a... Shadow Man, it sounds like you had a Native American trying to sell you a Bible or something.
It also doesn't sound right. I don't think
bright
blue eyes on Native Americans and people who are indigenous to this area. I don't think that's common.
Well, I'm a quarter Native American, and I have green eyes.
There's some kind of Native American in my history. My eyes are green, but the point was that just seems like a weird description of this character in the doorway.
Right, absolutely.
So it has a top hat, long hair, blue eyes.
Right.
And then the person who wrote this, Anatheum, screamed, making their sister jump up and impulsively throw a salt shaker at the figure.
What? And she just randomly had one in her pocket? Well,
maybe she was like eating popcorn or something. And
I know you're trying to help them. I'm
trying to put it together, man. She had to run all the way to the kitchen, grab the salt. Right.
And then impulsively throw it. Wouldn't it be instinctually? I don't know. So,
the shadow person's face fell into what seemed like a sorrowful expression.
Yeah, you just hit him in the head with a salt shaker. He's like, oh, they don't want to buy nothing.
Then he shimmered away through the front door.
Okay, so... I'm picturing, like, you remember Wayne's World.
Yeah.
It kind of goes like
water effects.
Yeah. That's what I'm picturing. Ask your parents.
But, let's see. Later when describing this experience to their father. So the father said the shadow person sounded like a description of his great uncle who died when he was young.
I'm sure it does. I mean, that's such a good description. They couldn't possibly
be. He was a Native American in a suit and top hat all the time.
He walked around going, 4 score 7 years ago, I owned this land.
But my thought, too, is shadow people don't have definition. You can't look at a shadow person and go, oh, that was a Dutch one.
But you're gonna see something else as we get further into this.
Because everything I see about shadow people and the videos I've seen on shadow people, it's always just a dark shadow that seems to be three-dimensional.
Oh, Chucky Duck.
All right,
My goodness. poor, innocent soul. We're going to talk about all kinds of different shadow people.
Oh.
And I left a bunch out. I just kind of hit the ones that entertained me the most.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Lostful Codex claims that, quote, I had laid down around midday to take a nap. I recall a strange feeling in my head, but believed it to be a side effect of sleep deprivation. Apparently, he'd been tweaking for a while. Then, from the corner of my room, I heard South Park. It's just there was a television sitting right beside my bed, but there isn't. A ringing and high-pitched whooshing sound joined in the chorus. No matter how hard I tried, I couldn't lift my arms or head. Then I heard a knock at the window. Behind the glass pane crouched a dark, faceless figure. A second figure of identical stature entered through the bedroom door and sat at the edge of the bed. The shadow person spoke. I would be afraid, too. This is what nightmares are made from. The Lostful Codex was confident that it was a dream, but it seemed inescapable. The room faded in and out, and then I woke. It was easily the scariest experience I'd ever had with lucid dreaming. Agreed. Agreed, Gus. Good call, buddy. Good call. All right, so these next few come from thoughtcatalog.com, and there really aren't, like, names associated, so we're just going to go with the titles that they use, okay? All right, what do you got, Chucky?
All right, the first one I have here is Sacred Blood Cemetery.
That's what it's titled. Yep. Okay, nice, yep. Nice.
That's the name of my new gothic grindcore band.
Ooh, I was going to say it's the name of my new disco band.
Could you imagine the songs of the disco band named that?
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Nice.
All right. It goes on, a few years ago, I went on a nighttime walk with a good friend through a cemetery.
As one does.
Its name was Sacred Blood Cemetery.
Really? Was it?
I don't think that's a cemetery name, dude.
Well, then again, if you think about it, like Christians.
The Sacred Blood.
Right.
I don't know. Just, all right. I wouldn't want to be buried at I wouldn't want to be buried in the pits of the cemetery.
I don't want to live my life again.
So anyway, I wouldn't want to be buried
to the
there,
Ramones.
So as if that wasn't creepy enough already, after a while we just felt creeped out but didn't see anything. So we decided to head out. We turned around, and about 30 feet away, there appeared to be a dark outline of something peering at us from behind a tree.
Nice.
Something felt sinister. My heart started pounding, and the air seemed really thin.
Keep this shit up.
I tried to dismiss it at first as being part of the tree, but as we walked around the tree, it seemed to move with us. To remain hidden behind the tree, just on the other side of it.
Where we're not.
It could have been nothing, but we ran like hell, thinking about the horror stories that seem to revolve around shadow people. That was terrifying, wasn't it?
Absolutely. That's great. Oh, my God. You need to read everything in that voice. Oh, my goodness. Now, this next one is a little bit different. It's titled, A Friendly Shadow Person. Oh, shucks. No, it's so sweet. Finally a friendly one, huh?
Some 1950s cartoon.
Right. Like the friendly shadow people. Right. Like, A is for apple.
It was the generic version of Casper.
A is for atrocious. B is for bad. C is for crustaceans. We actually on Doctor Who earlier, and yes, this has to be said. Doctor Who earlier, he says, the universe is your crustacean. And yeah. I don't like that very much at all. Because either. Like you know, the phrase, like, the world is your oyster, that's meant to signify that you're the pearl inside.
Yeah.
You could do anything
you want.
Yeah. Yeah. But the universe is your crustacean. Fucking Doctor Who. I swear, yeah, man.
That kind of creeps me out because, I mean, it's either you're going to crack it open and gobble all the meat out. From the inside and suck the head out. Or you have some kind of phobia about crustaceans and the universe is so, like, now you're just cowering in your basement all the time. Right.
You got like a Cajun seasoning thing with you. Don't even try it, buddy. Oh, man. So it goes on. So one night I was visiting my grandma. She lives in the middle of a podunk nowhere here in the deep south. A little backstory. This year, her husband died in her room, all capitals, and her ex-husband also died in the hospital. Interesting. Man, Sounds like you got a Black Widow granny. I was visiting to keep her company and whatnot. Anyway, we were laying in bed.
And that's how I became my own grandpa.
Dad and grandpa. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. We were laying in bed watching The Dead Files on Travel Channel, and Amy Allen is talking about shadow people. My grandma randomly asked, "What's a shadow person?" So I pulled down my underwear and showed her my best explanation. Oh, wait, no, that's not it. Wrong page. Sorry, guys. You got to go to our OnlyFans to get that content.
At paranormalperverts.onlyfans.com.
Dude, that's great. Yeah, don't even think about it, because by the time you hear that, we'll own that fucking domain name. So anyway, I give her my best explanation, not thinking much of it. A little while later, she reveals to me that for a period of about 2 weeks, very recently, she had a shadow person visit her every night.
I had that for a while with all that bad insomnia. Yeah. So
yeah, let's hear it. It happens, dude. For real. Yeah. It would lay in the bed with her and talk to her. She said it never felt scary, just kind and comforting. And everything is going to be okay type of entity. She did not sense that it was my grandfather or step-grandfather. Still, it freaked me the F out. So I slept in the bed with her that night. Yeah, he did.
He woke up. There was a shadow person in the bed next to him. He's like, "Oh, no, shadow grandpa, step grandpa.
I forgot my pants again.
What are you doing, shadow step grandpa?"
Oh, man, this shit just got raunchy. And it even says, you know, "Still freaked me the F out. So I slept in the bed with her that night in the shadow person's spot. I wasn't sure what would be worse, sleeping alone or sleeping where the shadow person sleeps." Has anyone else heard of something like this?
You either wake
up on Pornhub.
You either wake up inside the shadow person or you just cock-blocked grandma.
Shadow cock blockers. That one got Chuck. That got him pretty good, guys. I hope you're getting as good a laugh as we are.
Snorted.
Yeah, you did. Oh, man. All right, what do you got, buddy?
All right, next up we have someone that's obvious. A complete badass. I mean, fucking Bruce Lee, watch yourself. Chuck Norris, you're about to get knocked down a peg with this motherfucker. And it's titled, "I Tried to Get Close." So,
oh, boy.
This is the first and only time. Why would you have to say first if it's the only? Right. I just don't get it. But first
this
and only.
This is the first and last time they learned their fucking lesson.
The first and only time I've seen a shadow person. It was years ago when I was still a little boy. I hadn't even had hair on my balls yet. I was a teenager in high school. Late bloomer there.
Right. Hell yeah.
I was invited to a girl in my class house for a slumber party cookout. Wow. This must have been a female, I guess. I don't know.
So you just made fun of a female. You know, it's funny because, like, everybody can make fun of a boy going through puberty, but if you do make fun of a girl going through puberty, you're a pervert.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I didn't. I wasn't ready for that. We had a bonfire, hot dogs, marshmallows. I've been smoking for 30 years. Marshmallows, the whole 9 yards.
Yeah, 9 yards worth. Wow.
Very fun, enjoyable memories. She lived in a trailer, and next to her trailer was a trailer that had been abandoned for what seemed to be a few years.
That's how trailer parks work.
Yeah, usually. It was overgrown by weeds and basically looked like it was falling apart. I was told that the woman that lived there had actually passed away in the trailer. I'm not sure if she was sick or if it was an accident or if the story is even true for that matter. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? That's right.
Teenage girls like to scare other teenage girls.
Yeah, they do. There's one thing I know about teenage... Oh, wait. No, mine just sits in her room and plays Xbox.
Right, yeah. You know how it goes. Scaring each other, making out a little bit, pillow fights.
Wow, easy. Easy. Easy there, barely legal.
oh, yeah, such and such died there, and now it's haunted.
Right.
That's the story.
You're right, yeah.
We used to try to scare each other, too, absolutely. As teenage that's boys.
You don't have to be a teenage girl.
Yeah. It's always a thing. You know, you always have that house next door or down the block a little bit, and you tell your
buddies.
Almost
all of us have played with a Ouija board at some point to show the girls how not scared we were or whatever, you know?
Yep. And when I was a teenager, I lived in the house that seemed like it was haunted in the neighborhood. Everybody, like, you know.
Well, didn't your uncle do a lot of meth?
Yeah.
There you go.
And the other one was a drunk, so. So there was all kinds of crazy noises coming from the basement at night. And,
well, that's definitely a ghost.
So I remember we decided that we were going to go poke around the place in the dark. Yes. That's the thing to do.
Yes. That's how you do it. To make it more scarier.
I think maybe one person had a flashlight. I didn't even get that close to the trailer when I saw it.
Okay.
This is the hardest thing to explain, because how do you explain something that looks blacker than pitch black?
Just like that.
Just by saying that.
Just like that.
I remember it was in the shape of a person. It could have been male or female. It was just a shadow. But it was coming.
Maybe it was a they, them.
Yeah.
You don't know. Mm-hmm. Don't
it could have been
just assume.
A Z, Zay, Za or whatever.
Right.
But it was coming straight towards us. And I lost it. Of course, when I screamed, everyone else did too.
Ah! Wow, lots of screaming. Ah! I'm scared.
It disappeared before it could get close.
So you didn't technically try to get close, so you lied in your title there. Right. And see, like me, I'm imagining like this girl is like, oh, hey, what up, Mr. Shadow Guy? And that shadow's like, noping the fuck out. Like, oh, no, I know the clinging type when I see him. So over at dparanormalresearch.com, I found this one from Despang. Daspang. Yeah. And he says, well, one day I rolled my back to the woods and stopped. I had me a quick stroke and smoke, and a few yards into the trees, there stood an impossibly tall, solid black silhouette, I tell you, at least 7 or 8 feet tall, and it wasn't no dadgum Sasquatch or lizard person or nothing like that. You know, it was standing just a bit behind a tree in that deep shade. This was on our family property, and I knew instantly that he was not one of the friendly spirits of my ancestors. You sure? He had a very definite male presence, and the air was incredibly heavy around him, like his presence was smothering me. And I don't know why I got so close, because it's like smog or something in there, you know, I had never felt anything so powerful in all my life, and I was a little bit turned on by it. I mean, startled by it. I demanded to know who he was and what he was doing here, but he gave me no reply. It's hard to explain, but I could sort of feel what he wanted to say, as if his words were quiet suggestions in my mind. He wanted me to come into the woods with him out of the sunlight and into the shade, but there was no way in hell I was going to do that. I said, no way, Mr. Shadow Guy person thing. I think you're macho man or something. He wanted me to come into the woods with him, you know, and that's very strange. You know, I don't go into the woods with just random men. I get paid first. You know, I ain't no dummy. I got on my bike and raced back home. Then I began to see more shadow people everywhere I went. They had no presences. They were the average human size, and there would always be at least 4 or 5 out of the corner of my eye at all times. They would always disappear when I looked at them. Every day for a week, I returned to the woods and continued to ask him, what are you? Why are you here? What do you want? But he would only beckon me into the trees. On the 7th day, I walked into the woods towards him, but then he vanished. I turned around and see him standing in front of my bike. And I was like, no, sir, Mr. Shadow Person, you cannot steal my bicycle. That is my one and only mode of transportation right now in this point in my journey of life. I ran to the bike and pedaled off, you know. He was downright giddy at how terrified I was, and I just as fast as I could, and when I turned around to see if he was still in the road, I was horrified to see that he was chasing me.
Yeah, he was running and stuff, and he was very quick, you know. And I was just a kid, I had little tiny fat legs, you know, so they didn't pedal real quick. But, you know, anyway, his presence was so heavy, powerful, and malicious that it was hard for me to breathe, and I knew that he could catch up to me at any time. He just loved scaring me.
And like, what a way to end the story, right? That's it. He just loves scaring. I mean, we easily know that he survived because we're reading the tale, but seriously, come on, Despang. Do better. you like my Country Bob voice there?
Country Bob's, huh?
Something like that.
All right, man. How about this one from TX Guy?
All right. Yeah. What does TX stand for?
Texas Guy.
Taxes Guy.
Taxes?
Taxes or Texas?
Texas.
That works. Like a cactus. Just ask us. We'll tell you.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. Brian, my cousin, and I. Is that three people?
Yeah.
Or is Brian? Yeah. Brian, my cousin, and I. So three people.
Yeah.
Okay. They were all sleeping in one bedroom, and the girls stayed in the other. Aw.
Oh.
It was we don't even know the background of why there's a room full of boys and a room full of girls.
Right, we just know there are.
So it was late one night, and we decided to go get a snack.
Oh, no, you didn't.
They snuck over to the girls' room. No, they walked across the living room towards the kitchen and stopped in fear as we noticed that there was a dark shape standing in the entrance to the kitchen. It appeared to be hooded, or else it had pointed head.
Oh, it had a pointed head? Like Coneheads. Ask your parents. Don't bother watching the movies. I did not find them entertaining, but I don't know. I guess you can if you want. Fuck it.
There were two red dots where the eyes should have been.
What are you, like an old fisherman at sea? That's
what you sound like. We didn't turn the lights on in the living room, so we were in total darkness. The shadow person appeared to be even darker than the shadow.
So there was a shadow and then a shadow person. Yeah. And we're so, oh God. Oh no.
Terrified, we ran back down to the bedrooms, down into the bowels of the ship, and into my sister's room.
No.
She and my cousin were still awake also. They were terrified. It was a terrible night at sea.
The waves, they were a-crashing against the boat.
Captain D had taken his long john out, and he was trying to get us all. Give me the fish, he said. He kept saying, give me the fish.
I'll have a number six. It comes with hush puppies.
Dude, all right. We asked if they wanted to see something really scary. And they gave mixed answers, but were still willing to come see it.
That was good timing there, I guess. They gave mixed answers. No!
They came to see what we were talking about. We went back into the living room, or as captain's quarters, as we like to call it. And sure enough, the dark shape was still there waiting for us.
Turns out it was my Uncle Chad. Nobody likes him because his name is Chad.
He had his pants down. We just thought it was a hook hand.
Oh, my God. Dude. Something fishy is going on here.
My sister began to cry, and my little cousin just held her hand to her mouth. It was obvious.
Wait, held her hand or the cousin's hand? Like, which hand went to her
mouth? She covered her mouth because she was so afraid of the hook.
Oh, my God. Everyone in this tale is 18 or older. Please contact the legal department at therealchuckd.com. Oh, my God. Got to give disclaimers for you, buddy.
It was obvious that they both saw the shadow person but were too frightened to talk. We took off running back down to the bedrooms in the bowels of the ship, crying and screaming as the siren screams across the sea.
Oh, we were fairly salty.
And my sister was very salty.
My parents woke up and asked what was going on. My sister and little cousin wouldn't talk about it, but I told them that there was something standing in the kitchen.
The end. These motherfuckers need to learn how to write, you know?
That's why we take a lot of liberties with our interpretation.
Exactly. It's like, they don't know how to, I mean, come on, you gotta, And like, all of these are for sure entertaining, you know, but why don't we look into some specific theories at this point, you know?
Ooh, the science.
And, yeah, the first one is scientific sleep theory. Okay. And that quote, sleep theory may help to explain many sightings. And the in-between state of wakefulness and sleep is known as the hypnagogic state. It is a period when the brain is extremely receptive to ideas, images, sounds, feelings, impressions, and intuition. A period of when a vaguely imagined dream may take on the feeling of reality. And that comes from a scientist, Chung, back in 2006.
Which I do really think, like, you know, we talked about my experiences with, like, when I was having all that insomnia. Yeah. I'd barely sleep, and then I'd wake up and see something. And that's how I think it's that kind of thing where
right.
shit's just transferring between reality and dream.
Right. Well, he goes on and he says, patients experiencing a hypnagogic hallucination report flickering lights, visual hallucinations, a feeling of being paralyzed, and they also report feeling like they're being held down on the bed or a feeling of like some kind of pressure on their chest.
Yeah.
Sleep paralysis is a natural occurrence, the body's defense mechanism against flailing about and hurting oneself while under a dream state. And that, you know, without that, we really, you know, we would act out our dreams.
Yeah, you know, here's something totally off topic, but I've been doing this for about a month now, and it's really weird. If I'm in that state where I'm kind of between sleep and wake,
yeah.
I'm drifting off,
yeah.
for some reason, I go...
you're like a one of those like cars with hydraulics. You're just settling.
I'll be settling in and drifting off to sleep and wake myself up by going.
What the hell?
I don't know. It's been happening a couple times a week for about a month.
That's weird.
I'll start drifting.
You might want to see a sleep doctor, bud. I'm just saying. Now, Northwest Missouri State University professor April Habrian notes that the hormone that regulates sleep paralysis can be present in the body up to 8 minutes after waking, keeping a person paralyzed until the effect of the drug wears off slowly. And that was in a 2012 study. Sleep paralysis and the in-between hypnagogic state can go a long way toward explaining the fearful sightings of a shadowy intruder spying on us in our sleep and holding us paralyzed in fear as wakefulness returns slowly. However, while this explanation is a good one, it doesn't explain the phenomenon in all cases. Phenomenon. Bum, 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 bum. For example, shadow figures have been caught on tape and in photographs. It also doesn't take into account stories of people who have witnessed shadow people while fully awake or during broad daylight. Richford also lists overactive imaginations and neurological disorders such as schizotypal disorders, which can cause hallucinations and visual disturbances. High levels of electromagnetic fields have also been known to cause visual disturbances and hallucinations and should not be discounted as a possible explanation. As chemist Rick Toomey notes, electrical stimulation to certain parts of the brain or certain drugs or anything that causes a chemical imbalance in the brain can cause strange perceptions by the nervous system. And he goes on to note that every neurotransmitter is chemistry. So that's kind of the science.
Yeah. I mean, it all makes sense.
Yeah. But what
it's
do you say?
Pretty logical way of looking at things. And it all makes.
Well, let's get into some of the other ones. And we'll kind of do this quick fire.
All right.
So from psychokinesispowers.com, one theory suggests that these dark beings are a form of evil spirits or ghosts. Some believe that this is true, but others argue that the appearance of dark figures contradicts the ghost phenomena, and surely these cannot be ghosts. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, they're just something.
They're not ghosts, though.
Yeah. They're just another type of entity, as we were talking at the beginning.
Right.
Okay. In another theory, it is stated that these shadow figures are shadows of people who are having out-of-body experiences or astral projections.
Okay.
Ooh, we're going astral projections. Maybe yep. we should do, like, these figures are people having astral projections, dude.
Whoa.
Astral projection refers to an out-of-body experience
which occurs when a person's conscious leaves the physical body and travels to the astral plane, man.
Whoa, that's deep, bro.
Yeah, it's so warm and calm on the astral plane, man. It is the ability to separate your awareness from the physical body and leave the shackles of materialism behind.
Right, man. Yeah. You don't have to be a slave to your body.
Yeah, this often occurs during sleep. So this theory says that maybe we are seeing these astral bodies for a short time, man. Whoa,
groovy, so, like, bro.
You could leave your body and travel the astral plane, but then people can still kind of see you there.
Oh, that's cool. I am so high right now. I think I'm an astral projection of myself.
Another theory describes them as time travelers. That's right. People from the future traveling to the past, which is, of course, our present time. You know, perhaps as they are moving in our timeline, they appear to be shadows.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, no, not really. It's kind of fucking stupid, but whoever came up with that one, you're dumb.
The only way we can be sure they're not going to fuck with the past is make them shadows when they get there. All right. Another paranormal explanation for these figures is that they are interdimensional beings coming from higher dimensions that exist beyond our very own dimension.
Why? If they're in a higher dimension, it's probably better. Why would they come to ours?
Oh, to taunt you and put it in your face.
The salty sea dog.
Well, I was trying to do like a slow, gloomy voice, but then
salty sea dog came
he
out,
just
yeah.
came back out.
Salty sea dog, Stefan. These dimensions exist parallel and very close to our own dimension, but they are invisible to us, in fact. Shadow people could also be aliens coming from other dimensions, manifesting in this shadow form as they interact with us.
So now we have interdimensional aliens.
Yep. Hillary Porter came into the chat.
Look here, guys. I'm telling you. So what are the different types of these, whatever the fuck they are, that people are seeing? Like, what?
What are they, Chris?
Well, let's start with the Hat Man, buddy. According to Ranker.com, quote, this type of shadowy visitor doesn't appear to mean any harm, but he sure looks creepy. The Hat Man is one of the most commonly reported types of shadow person. Witnesses describe him as a faceless dark man in an overcoat and a wide-brimmed hat who watches silently from doorways. There are many accounts of malevolent behavior or attacks attributed to this type of shadow person, but the Hat Man has been reported to induce feelings of apprehension or the inexplicable knowledge that witnesses have seen the last of him. I mean, I guess that sounds right. I don't know. What do you got for me?
All right, up next we have these aggressive shadow people.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
You see these shadow people, they have plenty of ways to terrorize you without becoming violent, but some of them have no qualms about becoming violent and doing physical harm to you. And they just
very emotional. This is a very emotional one.
People have reported being beaten and choked and even picked up and dropped by these aggressive shadow beings in their homes.
Nice.
These beings usually don't look much different from normal shadow people. They're featureless humans, and they're so scary. And they're human-shaped entities, but they harbor some ill will for us. They don't really like us. They want to hurt us and stuff. Fortunately, they're also the easiest to scientifically explain, since shadow figures and choking sensations are some textbook symptoms of sleep paralysis.
You okay, buddy?
That one hit a little close to home.
Right. Okay, what about the red-eyed specters?
Ooh, that
See,
sounds
you were
spooky.
Talking about the blue eye earlier. Yeah. Quote, most shadowed people are described as faceless black silhouettes, but if you run into a red-eyed shadow person, you're in trouble. You need to get the harpoon gun out. While they generally don't harm humans physically, red-eyed shadow people are about as menacing as they come.
Their only discernible features are the glowing red orbs that peer out from their pitch-black faces. Yarr!
I don't really like the red-eyed specters.
My, me either, Stefan.
I prefer the brown-eyed sphincters.
Aye, very shitty of you, very shitty. According to people who claim to have encountered red-eyed shadow people, their gaze causes unadulterated terror, and the more terrified the victim becomes, the stronger the shadow person will grow. And then we shoot it with the harpoon gun. Yarr.
I wanted to do a salty sea dog, too.
But harpoons don't dent its leathery skin.
Aye.
Okay.
All right. All right, man. The hooded shadow figure is said to radiate sheer hate.
So you got to read this very angry, right?
This type of shadow person is featureless except for its hooded cloak.
Okay. So you can tell it's wearing a cloak. Okay. Interesting.
It's featureless except for this obvious cloak.
You sure this isn't like Captain Pepperoni or something?
I rented that movie once. I thought it was a sequel to Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, but it's not.
Oh, it's no. Not. It's all about the sausage.
Like the Hat Man, this creature isn't known to attack humans directly. It prefers to stand at the doorway or bedside and stare silently.
That just...
Oh, no! It's just standing there. I'm so scared.
It's full of hate, but it doesn't do anything violent. It's just like, chills. I am so hateful for you for no reason. Then
you can't see my face, but I'm really giving you the evil eye
I'm
right now.
Scowling so hard right now.
I almost broke my own jaw.
So, despite standing there silently, however, will the Hat Man is you... What? I was trying to get back into it, but I couldn't...
Will the Hat Man
will,
is...
Will. Whale.
Will. Oh, there, Moby Dick.
Good one, buddy.
Right. So, anyway, I'm going to try to get through this. However, while the Hat Man is usually described as more curious than malicious, cloaked or hooded shadow people almost certainly aren't paying friendly visits. Descriptions of hooded shadow people usually include the same sinister detail, an undeniable sensation of seething hatred.
Seething hatred is the name of my new nun chorus ska band.
Seething hatred.
I got six nuns and we're going to sing to the Lord.
Now on tour with Leftover Crack.
Two things that don't exist. So we're just going to touch on a couple more because, believe me, like, this shit goes on and on and on and on and on. Like, there, like, is no shortage. There's all this other shit. So, anyway, quote, not all shadow people actually look like people. Even regular humanoid shadow beings are reported to move in ways that are too quick and fluid to be natural. But misty shadow people appear as clouds of black smoke. Despite their weird forms, they give off the unmistakable impression that they are intelligent. According to some accounts, these black shadowy masses are attracted to people or places that give off negative emotions.
Hmm.
Yeah, how about that, huh?
Yeah. Interesting.
I mean, and again, this is how they all kind of start going, but this next one had to be in here. So go ahead, bro.
We'll stop our journey with shadow animals.
Hell yeah.
Shadow people normally manifest as inky outlines of humans or shapeless clouds of black mist. But plenty of people claim to see these shadow animals as well.
Like Skinwalker?
No. Shadow animals don't show up as often as shadow people, and they're more difficult to spot.
Well, yeah, they're animals.
Yeah, because if it was like a shadow mouse, we wouldn't notice it in the corner, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A shadow bunny. Because they stay low to the ground, you know, and they move real quick and all that shit.
Yeah.
Shadow cats are the most common types of...
Oh, Okay.
I'm wondering if my cat isn't a shadow cat. Most people never even see her because she runs off and hides when other people show up. Yeah. You're like the only other person that's not family that she comes around, dude.
Right.
The only one.
Hell yeah. That's what's up.
And she's just pitch black.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
she's a shadow cat.
She's a shadow cat. So these shadow cats are the most common type of shadow animal, but there have also been alleged encounters with shadow rats, birds, spiders, and even apes.
Do you imagine a shadow ape? Could you? Here's a shadow banana.
Could you imagine shadow spiders just crawling around? We wouldn't even know it right now.
Well, maybe, you know, that almost sounds like schizophrenia.
The dark corners of the room, it's like full of shadow spiders.
Right.
That's fucking creepy.
That's weird as hell, dude.
When we first started hearing about things like shadow people and Slender Man and the Hat Man and these things, my daughter was like, did you hear about the Slender Man? And we would talk about this kind of stuff, right? Yeah. And I was telling her at the time, I was like, you know what's weird is I always see a shadowy being out of the corner of my eye in the middle distance.
Ah.
And anytime I try to look at it, it's never there, but it's somewhere else.
Right.
And I tried creeping her out with this dude.
Did it work?
And she was pretty young. It was like whenever the Slender Man thing really started to crop up.
So,
you know?
Yeah.
So she was like, are you serious?
Right. Oh, shit. Thanks, Dad.
I'm like, it's right behind you, behind that tree.
Nice.
They don't appear to pose any more danger to humans than, like, the real animal would. However, some shadow cats, like real cats, aren't afraid to make life difficult for people or animals that they don't like.
Nice.
That's like my other fucking cat, Luna.
Right.
When she just, like, I'm trying to walk into the kitchen and grab some food or something, and she just, like, walks in front of you, like,
right.
And then she just drops on the floor.
Right.
And you have to be ready for this dumbass cat to just stop and drop any time.
Right. Yep. Yep. This
pisses me off. I'm like walking with a hot cup of coffee and she just drops and I'm like splashing hot coffee all over myself.
Oops. Oh, sorry about that. Didn't see you walking there. So let's say you're being bothered by one of these fuckers, right? What should you do? Well, we go back to our friends at psychokinesispowers.com for this. Quote, when you encounter shadow people at any time, it is important to face and control your fears. If you cannot control your fears and stuck in negative emotions, it will only make this worse the situation. Like, they gotta write it like it's a fucking magic spell.
It will only make worse the situation.
Shadow figures usually disappear on their own, so it is up to you to control the situation. The more fear you have, the more worse the situation will be.
Now they went to, like, regular fucking kindergarten.
Right.
The more worse the situation will be. Not the worst the situation will be.
That's all they needed to say, yeah. You can also avoid them coming by strengthening your spiritual side and living a positive life. Some of the methods to protect from dark beings that you can use are, say, protective prayers of God or angels, whichever you like.
Okay.
Do meditation every day and develop your spiritual power.
Sure.
Learn psychic defense to protect from evil spirits.
Psychic defense. You know, you don't have to learn that shit. There's places you can look that shit up online and have people come and do that shit for you.
Right. You can clean your house to remove negative energies.
Dude, what was it? The Wanda Pratnica Center or whatever. If you have demonic attachments, we will help you for a fee of whatever it is.
Right. Call up Miss Cleo.
That was what it was when we were younger.
Yep. Use crystals that remove negativeness and protect you from negative energy. Raise your positive vibrations. Come on.
Well, we were trying to raise our positive vibrations, but the battery died.
Oh, yeah. We did try, didn't we?
I wasn't talking about you.
Oh. I mean, yeah. Never heard of it. If situation is worse, you can seek help from psychic experts who can deal with these problems. Do not mess with the occult practices and something like Ouija boards. These are not something to play with. They require a good training to deal with them. So avoid these if you are not trained to do this. Sprinkle some sea salt around your bed or the corners of the room. This will ward off all evils. You know, and sometimes I think we have too much fun with all these folks that believe not only in these beings' existence, but that they know how to stop them. It's fucking adorable.
Yeah. You know, as you were reading these things, especially when you got to the point where, like, don't mess with Ouija boards and shit.
Right.
Because they require a good deal of training.
Right.
And I'm like, why don't they teach this shit at, like, community college?
Right, yeah, no shit. If it's so legit. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So you could go get a job in the field and have a degree and be legit in it. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, I took the Ouija board 101 and right. crystals. And I took the power of salt circles. I right. took that class. You know, I got it.
And Latin. You got to throw Latin in there.
Yep. Yeah, they should teach that shit at community college, man. Maybe we should learn more about it and start a program.
If it was legit, you'd think that we would know. But, okay, well, hooray! It's time for today's Trolling the Internet.
Oh, my God, why are there so many trolls?
What do you got, bro?
Okay, I got one from Jordan Breckham, who wrote, "Shadow Man, are you scared yet? Puts on Shadow Hat. Shadow Man, how about now?"
Oh, you're not scared enough. Well, how about now?
You just went from Shadow Man to Hat Man. That's terrifying.
That's scary. Jennifer Hughes said, "Poltergeist slamming doors in my house? Me, you're going to be slamming doors and breaking shit. Your part of the rent is $8.50. Hell yeah.
Shit, yeah, dude. All right, Loot Leo had this to say. "Meanwhile, in Shadow People Land, do you ever fall asleep only to wake up to see weird non-shadow beings looking at you?"
Like reverse and shit. That's awesome. Ren V wrote, "Shout out to my boy Zargoith the Corinthizoa for being my sleep paralysis demon and scaring me every time." That's pretty fucking good.
Zagorf. Zagorf. Akerner. Shout out to Theo Vaughn for being my sleep demon. All
right. That's pretty good.
Eddie Teddy added, "This just took tall, dark, and handsome to a whole nother level."
Yeah, it did indeed. Tara Baumgarten said, quote, "Shadowy figures chilling in a corner of a room doing nothing. Humans, I diagnose you with evil."
He's just trying to mind his own business.
Just chilling.
Vape,
you know, like,
a little bit.
I wonder what they're doing over there. Huh, that's pretty cool. I'm not evil.
Adam Cat wrote, and that's not Adam, that's Atom.
Oh, okay.
Like Atomic Cat.
Ah.
Yeah, like Atomic Dog.
Ooh.
Who wrote...
Like Atomic Rat.
So Atomic Cat wrote, "Everybody gangsta until your sleep paralysis demon shows up when you're awake."
Right? Makes sense. And finally, we have this from Roach Dog Jr., "What if the Shadow People legend was made up by burglars so that if you see them stealing in your house, you just think, oh no, a spooky ghost?"
That shit's you wake great. Up, you see Shadow moving past your bedroom doorway or something with your TV, and you're like, "Oh, Shadow Ghost with a Shadow TV? That's totally fucked up.
Wow, I'm going back to sleep." Right after I psychically fart at it. Now, I realize that science hasn't been able to explain away all of the shit that is related to Shadow People, but they've come a long fucking way, you know? Back in the old days, they just would lock your ass in with a bunch of people with tuberculosis or something, you know?
Scarlet fever and
right.
shit.
And I'm not trying to take away the scary side of these, like, whatever they are, but I'm just saying that maybe we should be conversing with them. Maybe they want to make a quick buck by cleaning the bathroom or some shit.
That'd be nice.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Fucking right. You could at least clean the shadows out of the basement.
Right. You know, go down, get the cobwebs.
Get the shadow spiders out of there. I don't even go down there anymore. Right. All the damn.
Spray some shadow raid.
Do my shadow laundry.
There you go. See? Remember, guys, an open mind leads to endless possibilities. Join us next time for another piece of Weird Candy.